This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Environmental Protection Agency has released a plan for the cleanup of the Columbia Falls Superfund site, but a local grassroots group says the plan doesn't do enough to protect the community. Tens of thousands of tons of contaminated soil at a shuttered aluminum plant just north of Columbia Falls will be consolidated and capped under the plan. The EPA's strategy for the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company site along the Flathead River comes 15 years after the plant closed and 8 years after it was added to the Superfund list. The 432-page record of decision largely reflects a draft version that was criticized by a local group that wanted the EPA to force the site's owner, mining giant company Glencore, to completely remove the contaminated soil. The EPA said its decision is in coordination with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, which supports the selected remedy of consolidating and capping the contaminants, keeping them in place. The Columbia Falls site produced aluminum as demand increased after World War II. The Pacific Northwest, with ample access to hydroelectricity, became an epicenter for the industry, with 10 large aluminum plants scattered across Washington, Oregon, and Montana. At one point, more than 11,000 people worked in aluminum production in the region. In 1955, the Anaconda Copper Mining Company opened the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company at the base of Tea Kettle Mountain, just a few miles away from its primary power source, the newly constructed Hungry Horse Dam. The plant eventually became the largest employer in Flathead County. While the plant secured Columbia Falls' spot as the industrial hub of the Flathead Valley, the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company's environmental impacts severely polluted the area. In 1969, U.S. Forest Service researchers began to report on the negative impacts of emissions from the facility on plants and wildlife of contaminants including excessive amounts of sodium, cyanide, and fluoride. The aluminum plant remained open until October 2009 when production was halted for good. In September 2016, after years of back and forth between the plant's owner, Glencore, and local, state, and federal officials, the Columbia Falls Aluminum Company was designated a Superfund site. The pollution extends for almost 1,400 acres, and most of the 1.2 million cubic yards of contaminated soil are on 200 acres near the plant's former landfills where waste from the aluminum smelting process was placed. The EPA proposes leaving most of the waste in place and surrounding it with a slurry wall. The concrete wall below the surface would help prevent groundwater from traveling through the landfills and contaminating the nearby Flathead River. But a local group called the Coalition for a Clean CFAC was critical of that plan and urged the EPA to have the toxic soil excavated and moved to a landfill in Oregon. EPA officials stated that the proposal was considered but rejected due to cost and the risks related to transporting that material either by truck or by train. That means that all of the toxic material will remain on site. Critics say that Glencore, one of the world's largest mining companies, has the resources to clean up the site appropriately. The consolidation and capping of the soils at the site will take 2 to 4 years. Glencore will pay about $57 million, with funding also from the Superfund program and state and local money. Groundwater on the site will be monitored into the future. Glencore plans to sell the land around the former aluminum plant site to a local developer for commercial, industrial, and residential uses. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.